Honorable Rauf Hakim, you have 8 minutes to second that adjournment motion moved by Honorable Mujib Rahman.
Yeah. Honorable Deputy Speaker, I second the motion that was presented by Honorable Mujibur Rahman. And at the very outset, Mama Mulim Kiasitinto and other than Parliament to Api Pakshanayakara Aswimadi, Sakachakarami, Badada Dina. Rate Hamatanama me till Pirimahagani Sandaha Labadilas in a Nivad Dinaya, then Parliament at Balapana Hari Hatiata than Parivatanikala Tinoa, Ebavin, Apeta Tiena Sati Davas Hatara, Sanduda Dina Parliament to Pathumin, Labadin Daikelapi Bagapatili Makarno, or the Natang, Api Duradiga Palatuling and a Mantrivuru, Sati Mather. කිසි දෙයක් කරන්න බෑ රජයේ කාර්යාලය වැඩ කරන්න අපිට නිකන් ගෙදර වාඩි වෙලා ඉන්න වෙනවා ඉතින් දොර පළාත් වලින් එන ඉන්න മന്ത്രിවරු ඇවිල්ලා කොළඹට ඇවිල්ලා බදාදා දිනේ මුකුත් කරගන්න බෑ ඒ හින්දා අපිට තියෙන අපේ අයිතිය දවස් හතරක් සතියේ පාර්ලිමේන්තු දින හතරම අපිට ලබා දිය යුතුයි ඒක සඳුදා ඒක ලබා දිය යුතුයි කියලා අපි ඉල්ලා හිටිනවා ඉතින් අපි කතානායකතුමාගෙන් ඉගිල්ලවම සභානායකතුම කියනවා ඒක හෙට ජනාධිපතිතුමාත් එක්ක කතා කරන්නයි කියලා. මේක ජනාධිපතිතුමා පාර්ලිමේන්තුව කටයුතු ගැන තීරණය ගන්නේ නැහැ. අපි සභා කතානායකතුමා සභානායකතුමා අපි අගමැතිතුමී ඉන්නවා. ඒගොල්ලෝ එකතු වෙලා මේ අපිට මේ තීරණය ලබා දෙන්න ඕන. අපිට තව මොකද මේ වගේ අර්බුදයක් තියෙන වෙලාවට තමයි පාර්ලිමේන්තුව අපි විවාද කරන්න ඕනේ. ජනතාවගේ ප්‍රශ්න ගැන කතා කරන්න අවස්ථාව ලබා දෙන්න. දැන් මේ මේ Tilhinge Pavichikarla, Apitina, Parliament, Vivadin at Adukaran Giama, Ege Prasnakan, Api Badada, Tiagan, Pulwang, Namut, Evenuata, Apita Sanduda, Vivadine Hatata, Labadin Tekala, Lima Kerno.
Ekaramin, I want to say this, Mr. Speaker. Now we have had this unfortunate war that has been imposed on Iran has created global issues. One of the major issues is this. Oil shortages that the entire world is facing, because of which now this particular so-called asymmetrical war which has been imposed on Iran, while a country which has been called an apartheid nation, Israel, which has been engaged in serious genocide of Palestinians, has Iran caused a genocide? Has Iran, you may not like the regime, have they established an apartheid state? No. But an apartheid state and a genocide state, together with Americans, have bombarded Iran, killed several of its leaders, and this government didn't have the backbone to criticize that. Now, what happens? Now, this is certainly a war of attrition, a war which is asymmetrical, a war which is fought between two disproportionate military powers. Right? Of course, you cannot compare America's military power with that of Iran. But yet, a war which was said to be concluded within 4 or 5 days has now extended into 4 weeks and beyond. It might go on to months because they are prepared. Because the question is, who has the threshold of pain more? Who can withstand pain? They say, as long as if we get pain, you also better suffer the pain. This has been the attitude of Iranians. And the entire third world is applauding them. Now, if you take a popular vote today, or take a public opinion in Sri Lanka, every community will stand with Iran. Not with Americans or the Israelis, hardly anybody. You see the social media. But unfortunately, our government has chosen not to say anything that would hurt the Americans. Now this happened even when in our close to our territorial waters, an Iranian frigate was torpedoed. What happened? We took 11 hours to take a decision. 11 long hours, we let them standing. There was a diplomatic note sent to the foreign ministry. Complete silence for more than 11 hours. It was even discussed in the Security Council. No decision was taken. Now, this is how you treat a friendly country. Finally, 100 sailors paid with their lives. Not sailors. They were not full-fledged sailors. They were cadets. And it is, they were not engaged in warfare, but they were torpedoed in the economic zone of, within our close to our territorial waters. If you had allowed the ship to come on to one of our ports, this wouldn't have happened. But now, of course, we have had President had a special press briefing and had said that, you know, we have done our humanitarian duty, we went and saved the sailors, we brought them ashore, we took the wounded to the hospital, all of this fine. But that is something that you are obliged to do under international obligations, as an obligation under the convention. Now, this is the convention that our Honorable Foreign Minister spoke about in that famous panel discussion with Palki Sharma as the moderator. I am not going to talk about the Honorable Prime Minister's or Foreign Minister's language skills. That is not my intention. But then the question was asked, but his Kohedayan Nemallapol answer he was giving. She was asking about this incident and our response. He is talking about blue economy and UNCLOS and UNCLOS all the time. Right? What has blue economy got to do with the question that was asked? She said green economy, I'm told. Anyway, whatever it is, the issue is now we have got our wires crossed in the entire conflict. We may have got some semblance of satisfaction in having rescued those sailors, but ultimately the goodwill with our friendly countries have been destroyed. That is what was Mr. Mujibur Rahman just pointed out, that how yesterday's iftar ceremony there was none from the Muslim world except for Malaysia and Indonesia. Thank you very much for inviting us. We came there because our president invited us. We should come. That's a different matter. But what happens to the main countries in the Gulf region? None of them came. And it's very unfortunate sometimes some of these Gulf countries have also been come under attack. Because the Iranians had warned in previously, whoever hosts a military base of the United States, they will become our targets. Of course, they have perhaps not targeted seriously the civilian areas, but various infrastructure had been targeted, and they to demobilize the capacity as far as attacks on Iran is concerned, they have had some precision strikes. It's surprising that they have had such precision targeting, though nobody presumed they had such knowledge. But then this is now going to drag on for several weeks. Then how are we going to prepare ourselves? Hormuz Straits, as we all know, It's the navigable area is about 2 kilometers area, right? Such a big military power, such a massive global military establishment, the Americans have now had to plead with their friendly nations to come to their aid. None of them are coming. All are refusing. Why? Because this is such a precarious position. The whole world is pushed into this position. Even if you, it's a pipe dream even to get onto the Khag Island. They go there, they'll be sitting ducks. It's so close to the Iranian coast. Now, none of those soldiers can ever set foot there. That is the situation. So with this situation goes on, that not only the 20% of global oil supply will suffer, it'll, if the Red Sea transport is halted, if the Houthis start targeting the Red Sea, it will be further. Another 12-30% of the world supply would be jeopardized. And this is the serious situation in which we have placed ourselves. But as far as we are concerned, these global incidents may not have been foreseen by us. Right? But at least when some such things happen, we must have the courage of our convictions to stand up and call a spade a spade. And that has been the position of the current ruling party when they are in the opposition. Now they have become great friends of the imperialists. Right? And that is why I say this apartheid state and its
horrible Rauf Hakim, could you please
horrible violations in the Gaza Strip, we kept silent. We kept silence. We did say a few words, very, you know, it was not to the satisfaction of the Palestinians, nor is it now to the satisfaction of the Iranians. And we are losing friends all round because of our lackadaisical foreign policy. Having said that, I conclude. Thank you.